Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That one just reeks to high hell. And like I said, and I just, you know, after reading that, I started wondering if it wasn't a monetary thing, you know, as far as that goes. That's why I think, say it needs to be criminally investigated. And, of course, it's just my opinion, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, who cares what good old WABD says and all that other stuff. But, you know, if I was in a position of enforcement, I would, you know, I would, you know, bring it up at a staff meeting, like, okay, is there anything to this? Do we want to get involved? You know, blah, 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 you know, just because of the, you know, the financial aspect of it and things of that nature. And I don't know, you know, I don't know the numbers. I don't know, was it like 20-1 if they won and only, you know, 6-1 if they didn't cover the spread or something like that? You told me it. So, you know, I don't know how all of that does, because I've only done it a couple, three times, and when I do it, I just do it through my cousin. He does it a lot, and he knows, you know, he does it legally, but he knows all of the spreads, the odds, and things like that. And he's one of those guys that keeps track of everything, you know, money in, money out, blah, blah, blah. And over the course of his life, he's about even, and that's what he said. He says, you know, no matter what he does, he's into poker. He's been on TV a couple times for things like that. And at the end of the day, he says for him it's free entertainment because he's at zero. You know, we're pretty close to zero. So I should call him and ask him what he thinks.